making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop.
There. It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
A field of defensive backs and a hawking tight end who stands at the 15-yard line. Tannehill throws down the middle, caught by Stills, laterals back to Butler, or rather Parker, who flips it to Drake. He runs across the 40 of New England, angling inside to the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. He's going to win the full race to the end zone. The Dolphins are going to win it on the lateral. Once, then twice, and Drake takes it in, and the Patriots stand stunned in disbelief.
Well, that sort of sucked. Did you see that game yesterday?
No, missed that. Thank God.
Nice team you got there.
I mean, wow.
What happened?
Wow.
I'm glad a day has passed. We can sort of laugh about it now.
Oh, I'm laughing.
Right?
I tried to talk to
my
son.
That was brutal.
Yeah, I tried to talk to my son this morning and talking to my wife last night. She had to talk him off the edge. She just chuckles at those type of losses, but he was hitting his head against the wall.
Oh.
She's like, you got to stop. You got to get a grip, man.
Is he okay?
He goes, I hate my life. And I'm like, what? These kids, they get to that age. He's nine.
Hates his life.
I don't know when it's clicked. And he's like talking. He's like, Dad, how's McCourty not on the field? How's McCourty not on the field today on the whole way to school? Because they were replaying our call this morning. He said, I don't understand it. And I said, well, this is why you learn from your mistakes, right? And I didn't see him last night. Ran into him this morning. He was coming down the stairs. I'm like, hey, buddy, what's going on? He goes, don't look at me. Don't talk to me. I'm like, okay. Well, you got to go to school. I mean, you hungry? Nope. I'm not eating today. Ended up eating. Got two snack wraps at our good friend's Dunk. Got the sausage, egg, and cheese. He likes squeezing them. And just pounds them. But, yeah, I mean, we digested it. We're 24 hours post.
Well, not quite.
Not 24, but. I tell you this, and thank God this happened.
That'll be at about 4 o'clock.
Remember,
24.
Remember, we're in the old studio, and I threw the tumbler.
The Yeti tumbler against the wall.
Remember, they turned the cameras on. We weren't on TV yet. We're good friends at NBC Sports Boston.
Oh, now
before
we're
we were legally on TV, and they weren't paying us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I almost took out one of those cameras.
Now they put
the red light went on.
Put a little something extra in our paycheck.
Yeah.
To not have that happen.
You and I got
again.
Bugged when the red light would come on and the camera would be moving and turning.
Yeah, we used to do all kinds of crazy stuff.
Because there's a sign outside the thing. It says you can't legally film us while on live TV when the red lights aren't.
No, I don't think that's what it says.
I don't care what it says.
What's your point?
If Houston didn't lose yesterday. Which I told, what did I tell you about Houston? What did I tell you about them last week? Trust them? No. And if Pittsburgh didn't destroy themselves, I'd probably be throwing more tumblers today. If Houston won? Yep.
Be like that. Be like that today.
I wouldn't do that here. I like these Beasley Studios are very nice.
Don't get that.
Jesus. That was loud. I threw it hard, though.
Yeah, the sign outside the door said pretty much the exact opposite of that. But be that as it may.
Well, I know you did. You did a 3-hour post game.
I certainly did.
You did post game.
I did.
Talking to Jim, I know you were. I tardy had to talk to you, but Jim said you guys were seven lines deep.
Yeah.
Where do you want to start?
All right. Let's start with what lost this game. Okay. The final play is a huge part of it.
This is where we need to be careful today and throughout the course of this week because a lot of people are just going to call and talk about the final play.
Which is okay.
It's just fine.
That final play was a very memorable, devastating type of play. That one's going to be remembered for a long time. We'll be talking about that 20 years from now.
Yeah, you're on the other end of the ha-ha stick. You know, like normally you like to be the stick giver or the beater, but you're on the other end of it. It sucks. It sucks on your other end of it.
That's not supposed to happen to the Patriots. That's something you watch other teams do and say, ha-ha, dummies.
The biggest problem I have with it is the amount of time Belichick spent with Joe Judge as that game's winding down. I think I even said it on the broadcast. I'm like, okay, they're talking this through. They're making sure they get this right.
Sure.
Like, they practice this stuff. You heard Rodney Harrison talk about it last night on Football Night America. Played here for 6 years. I've never seen this team make the type of dumb mistakes of situational football, stuff they practice day in, day out. Friday practices are that, situational practices. Like, that's all you're going to do for when that moment comes up. Okay, so they're getting ready to kick. Bill's not even worrying about the kick or the offensive call. He's already with Judge. talking about how are we going to handle this kickoff? What are we going to do? I thought they were going to kick it through the end zone. I would have kicked it through the end zone.
As would I.
I would have kicked it through the end zone and put your prevent defense out.
Here's what I would say about it. It's a stunning loss for a lot of reasons. One, the major one, that play. But on top of that, the Patriots made mental errors and situational errors that we are just not used to them making. And my hope is that it's not a sign of something bigger than just having a bad day. That would be Tom Brady forgetting how many timeouts there were or forgetting that he had no timeouts left before halftime at the 2-yard line. When have you ever seen a mental lapse like that?
You don't.
From Tom Brady in a game.
Not that guy.
And he owned it.
It's shocking.
Doesn't make it right, but he owned it.
And that's not shocking in the NFL. That stuff happens every single weekend in the NFL. But these are the things that have always separated the Patriots from everybody else. And those are not easy things to do, okay? These guys are obviously extremely focused, and they preach it. Bill Belichick preaches it to no end. Situational football and focus on these little issues that plague other teams, that ruin other head coaches' careers and ruin seasons. The Patriots don't do those things, which is why that part of it is stunning. The mental lapse to have Rob Gronkowski on the field on the final play, I think, might be more shocking than the play itself. And the defense of it from Bill Belichick was nonsensical post-game with like three reporters in the room because it happened right after the game. But to say that it was in the event of a Hail Mary or a 20-yard desperado play, as he described it, makes no sense. He should have just said, because he's out there for any scenario that happens, sense. They're 69 yards from the line of scrimmage to the end zone. You drop back to pass, that's 5 or 6 yards. To the middle of the end zone is 5 yards. That's an 80-yard pass that Ryan Tannehill can't make on a good day, never mind on a day with two bad knees and a bum shoulder. He's not making that throw. You don't need him out there. In what world is he making that throw anywhere near the goal line?
There's no world.
Not.
There's one guy
He's
in the
not
league. There's
doing
one.
That.
There's one man in the league that could do it, and it's Patrick Mahomes. And that's potentially throw it 70
And that's
plus
coaching.
Yards.
That's just a boneheaded coaching move. Again, situationally.
Okay, wait.
Unaware.
So here's why I don't have the problem with the Gronkowski being back there. What I massively have a problem with is Devin McCourty not being on the field. I don't care who you got to take off. J.C. Jackson is out there running around, a rookie. With his head spinning? You think he's ever been in that situation? Who are the best tackling people on your defense? Normally, it's the safeties.
Tell you
it's the safeties.
How about Adam Butler off the field, though? What is
That's
Adam Butler going to do on that play?
Nothing. Because you don't need a pass rush. You don't need him to hit the quarterback late to give him 15 yards. Let him throw it. Let him throw it. And I'm not buying this from frickin' Tannehill either. Oh, I'm sitting there. I see Rob Gronkowski. I knew we got this. Really? You couldn't handle the one down look, the playground defense. You couldn't read anything all day on third down with pressure. So don't tell me you knew that this play was going to work.
No, that's not what he said. That's not what he said.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't.
What he
said
back there
was he didn't know Gronk was on the field, and this is totally believable because Ryan Tannehill is a dumb quarterback and wouldn't know who's on the field.
Not according to Phil Perry. I read Phil Perry's report.
No, you read it wrong. We have the audio. We'll play it for you.
Oh, so it's audio first.
He did say it, but what he was saying, Zoe, is he didn't see Gronkowski until he saw Drake at like the 20-yard line.
Oh.
Then he spotted Gronkowski, and he saw that Gronkowski was the man to beat. And that's when he said to himself, we got this.
Okay.
There's no way he's going to catch up to Drake. He's not going to close that angle. He's not going to make the tackle.
At the same time, Bob Sosie saw it.
The same time I said, oh, Jesus?
Yes.
That time?
Oh,
when he was at the 28?
That's my favorite
thing
of yesterday,
by the way. I knew he was going to score at the 28.
You didn't give yourself enough credit. I've watched it several times. It's in between the 35 and the 30 when you said, oh, Jesus.
I thought it was the 28. Because the reason I said, oh, Jesus, is somebody got blocked.
How, what are you basing that on, Hardy?
The way it's been synced up to the video.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe the video's
your call is delayed. You're describing something after it just sort of happened.
Somebody got blocked.
You know what I mean?
Around that area and got walled off when he cut it back inside, and that's when I knew he had a chance.
Oh, Jesus.
Because then I'm on the tight end. Now I'm going to set him up, either going left or right.
Oh, Jesus.
Well. Yeah. I was kind of trailing along. Play kind of got messed up. Kenny was able to. I saw Kenyon there. I'm like, pitch it. He pitches it. KD came back inside. I kind of had a great view of the whole thing. Came back inside. Then I saw him and Gronk about 10 yards away.
Okay.
I was like, Gronk's on the field. We got this, you know?
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
I stand corrected there.
Yeah.
No, okay, because so, I was on the bus reading the transcript of what Perry had.
As
Perry
as,
said, Tannehill said, oh, we got this. I see Gronk.
As I'm sure it happened to Beadle in his post game, it happened to me on my post game. You saw the quote from Tannehill. I saw Gronkowski was on the field, and I said, we got this. I'm like, oh, what a cocky SOB.
Thank you. That's the way we all took it on the bus.
I theorized, we've like batted around. It's like, well, maybe he meant at this point, or is like, while the play developed, and that's
what that puts it in perspective.
But the
okay,
other
that's
thing,
on me.
Though,
I take that off Daniel.
From your perspective, from your wonderful perspective down there in the end zone.
The only one, that's the only play we could see all day.
Where
it happened right
visitor,
in front of us.
Visitor booth. Do you think you had a better perspective on that? And you saw what was going to happen?
Yeah. See, based on our angle, that's the only time we were benefited with any
call. Was the touchdown coming to you?
To us. Right. Yes. It happened right in front of us.
They were in that back left corner where he scored.
It was like the James White touchdown in the Super Bowl where our booth was, but we were actually more in the end zone.
Got it.
In Miami.
Got it.
But
I don't understand how you don't have a problem with Gronk being out there. What,
because
what purpose
once
does
I saw
he serve?
Once I saw the personnel groupings that McCourty wasn't out there, he's your last line of defense. Gronkowski's airs for it. This is the natural kill play on both sides of the ball. On offense, we have a play called six tight diamond at the end of the game. It's called kill, and you take your best tackling receiver. In this case, it's Slater. They line him up 10 yards behind Brady. They go split backs. Brady takes the knee. It's the kneel down play. That six tight diamond. The natural procession with a defense and what goes through your mind is we kill it, we put our tallest defender back there to defend against the big ball, but we also have to have our best tackling safeties on the field. What do you pay Nate Ebner for? Sorry. What do you pay Nate Ebner for?
Largely for special teams.
Special teams, covering kicks, right?
You would have been much better with special teamers on that play.
But he's the guy that knows angles, that knows how to go down and do what? Rugby guy.
In a lot of ways, that plays like a kickoff player or a punt return.
Thank you. I could tackle without pads on. That's how skilled I am at what I do. You put Chung, you put McCourty, you put Harmon. I know Harmon had a rough day, but he's last line of defense. He's the guy 30 yards deep normally every damn play anyway.
Right.
You put Ebner back there, you take a down guy out, you put Jonathan Jones on the field, you put Gilmore on the field, you put whoever's playing across from Gilmore on the field at that time. This was obviously J.C. Jackson.
How about Obi Melifonwu?
How about the freak that they've been talking about?
Obi Melifonwu, 6'4", Obi Melifonwu would have been a better option.
Kid's been making plays on special teams. They're,
put him out
they're,
there.
They're talking about how athletic he is. Yes, he's 6'2". He's 6'4". Probably
Melifonwu was listed at 6'4".
Yeah, six,
Brandon King is listed at 6'2".
I bet he even jumps higher than Gronk based on his combine test.
On his skills.
Based on how he tested out of Connecticut.
Okay. All right.
So this is
Melifonwu for the win.
You still don't need that guy on the field. They're not throwing a high arcing ball on that play.
But
they're not.
But he's there.
It doesn't make any sense.
But he's there. They're just not doing it.
But he's there just in case they throw it down to the 10 and it gets deflected to the 15 and somebody runs it in. So Gronk's only lone responsibility should be any aerial throw downfield, I'm batting down or picking.
Well, then you got to take another guy off the field and put another defensive back there with him. McCourty. You've got to be prepared for that.
How's McCourty Ebner? How was
once the ball is thrown over the line of scrimmage, tell me what Adam Butler's doing on that play.
Not chasing.
Honestly, you got Trey Flowers rushing. You have Adrian Claiborne rushing. Butler's rushing.
You need one down guy. Did you hear Sosa and the coach actually? Tannehill scanning.
At least Adam Butler was chasing.
Four defenders in front of him.
If you watched
the
play, Butler was chasing, but he wasn't going to get there.
No.
At least he gave an effort.
There were a lot of guys covering who they thought the next lateral was going to go to.
They were running around.
That's sort of the issue with those plays.
It was you got beat man on a chuck and duck, and
but
it happened.
They don't work. They work for a lateral or two, and it works to pick you up. Maybe more yards than it would on just the lone ball carrier. But they don't work.
Never worked for Stal versus Stanford.
They don't work for
Stanford.
69 yards.
Never worked for those high school teams that we sit here and we joke about. We have these massive calls on Thanksgiving Wednesday when we have fun with all the local high school teams. There are miracle plays at work.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Tannehill, last shot, back to throw. They throw it down. They try to pitch it, and they do to Parker. Parker pitches it. And it's strike!
30, 20. Gronkowski's got a tackle. Oh,
no way.
He got it in the end zone.
No way.
What the hell?
The Dolphins win it.
Unbelievable.
Are you kidding me? That is unbelievable.
I don't believe what I just saw.
Oh.
There are no flags. No flags. And the game is over. And there ain't no flag.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
What a kick in the pants that was.
There are no flags.
Jack Frost nipping.
Could you imagine if, like, today's Christmas? Like,
no.
Today's Christmas Eve.
If that was a Christmas Eve game?
That's enough to ruin your holiday.
Like,
but we're far enough off. Not that we'd ruin Christmas.
So the final play of the game really was terrible. But you know what it was? It was a sign of a defense that had played poorly all day long.
I thought they were embarrassing
all
for
day long.
80% of the time on defense.
What did they do well?
Your boy had some nice runs.
Yeah, he sucks.
No, he's pretty good, actually.
No. He's not. No.
That's what you do. That's what you do when you run hard.
If he's a really good player, you sit there and say, oh, well, that's a defense giving up a play to a really good player. He's not a really good player.
There's a nice hole there. Ran hard.
He's a guy who just runs. He just runs hard and straight.
He can catch the ball.
All he does.
You throw the ball to him, he catches it. He scores touchdowns.
What does he do that's special? Tell me. What's he do that's special? What ability does he have that is special?
I look at
him. Tell you what, though, yesterday.
I look at him based on the type of money that they pay him, and then you start looking at other guys, like when you want to pay guys like Ebner, and you tell me what the value of a guy like that can be, because he could give you something, actually, on either an offensive or defensive side of the unit. And Bolden could do that. Bolden could be your fourth
back.
Well,
I don't know what the value of Ebner is if he can't even get on the field yesterday on the final play.
Kind of weird, isn't it? Like one of your better tackling guys.
And
right?
That sounds like a knock on Ebner,
no,
but it's not.
No.
It's a knock on the...
No, I wanted him on the field.
On
that's
the coaching
not a knock.
Staff.
I'm saying...
And it's a knock on the personnel people that pay him.
That guy's a good tackler. He is. He understands center of gravity. When you play rugby, you know what? You can't take a bad angle. You need to be in front of people. You need to drop your ass. You need a low center of gravity. You actually need to be aggressive and rap. You're not going to do this. You're not going to duck your shoulder and cut a guy's legs out. You ever watch Ebner tackle? He freaking wraps people. Squeezes. You know what the other DBs do? Cut your legs out. Duck your back. Turn into it. Chicken bleep tackling. Not them yesterday, but guys that do that. Guys that cut your legs out. I hate that.
No, I think giving
keep
them...
Keep your head up and tackle.
I think giving them 9 yards a carry is good. I think that's good. They got
gashed. It didn't matter who ran the ball.
All day long. Exactly.
Frank Gore.
They're so
he's
bad yesterday, you can hand off to Brandon Bolden and make him look like a Pro Bowler. That's what the Patriots defense was yesterday.
Then you watch him.
And last week against the Vikings.
Although, I'll tell you what, with a minute and a half
running
to
the
go.
Ball.
Yeah, it is. 2 weeks in a row. It's back-to-back weeks. Although, I think I may have wanted Brandon Bolden running the ball with a minute and a half to go down near the Miami goal line than Sony Michel yesterday. That's a gripe for another time today.
Well, no, we'll get to that.
Yeah, we will. We'll get to that.
He's got to learn to drop the shoulder. He didn't drop shoulder yesterday.
Nope.
Can't run straight up and down, man. Can't do it.
And he did it twice.
I thought by now he'd have that figured out.
Twice. But this defense yesterday didn't do much of anything well. Really didn't. Who had a good day? You look at the defense. Who had a good day?
Flowers.
Okay.
Three flowers.
He always has a good day.
Sacks, pressure, forced fumbles.
The pressure was there.
He had two sacks and a forced fumble in a matter of four
plays. But the pressure doesn't mean anything if you're giving up those kind of chunk plays on the ground, getting gashed. Tannehill had 19 passing attempts in the game. They were much better there either.
Do you know that every time they moved people and brought extra pressure, they got to him? And then
yes.
Other times they just stopped and let's go back.
Sometimes they didn't even see it coming.
Let's go back to zone. He can't see it.
You know what part of the problem was? Getting to third downs.
Yeah.
The Patriots have done a great job of mixing things up on third down. I think he had one in the first half.
You know what the Dolphins were on third down in the game? Do you know what the Dolphins were? One for seven.
One for seven.
That comes up to 14% on third down. You got beat by a team that had 14% conversions on third down.
Third downs are good. I mean, what, they have 40 offensive plays or so?
You know, but you're in Miami in the heat. You know what normally happens down there? Dolphins chew clock. And you know what we do? We come back, and I sit here the next day on radio for 4 hours. I go, well, the Patriots didn't have the ball. They did a great job keeping Tom Brady off the field. You beat them in time of possession by 12 minutes. You had the ball a whole extra quarter than they did.
19 pass attempts.
Extra quarter.
You blocked.
Almost.
It gets worse. You blocked two punts inside the 20.
Good special
plus 20.
Teams. Good special teams.
Check mark. Write that down.
Yeah.
Here.
Put that down. Put this down on the piece of
Give
paper.
Give me a pen.
You can have good special teams and
Grizzly
still
Adams.
Lose.
Give me a pen.
You can block two punts and lose.
Punting.
Spend a little more money and a little more time on your defense. Stop spending your money on special teams. Special teams blocks two punts and gives you two short fields yesterday, and you still lose because your defense blows.
You.
But tell me again, how
you
much
you didn't have to spend money.
Making?
You don't have to spend money
how
on
much
special,
are these special teams guys making.
Do you know who they picked up?
Please.
McClellan. You know they just picked these guys up.
He's off the street.
They got him off the street. These
Thank
aren't
you.
Even core guys.
Thank you.
These aren't the Brandon Bolins, the Nate Ebners, the Matthews. These are guys they just got. The Chad Marshes of the world. Whoo. Starting to heat up again.
Yeah. Yeah, you're getting hot. I like that.
Well.
Like that in you.
Because it's frustrating.
It is. Very much so. The defense.
Because your offense.
Stunk.
Your offense is starting to come around.
Oh, they weren't perfect.
No, not perfect.
They had their own share of mistakes.
They're coming around, oh boy. Edelman and Gronkowski continue on this trend.
How was the kicking game yesterday? Speaking of special teams, let's not leave that out of the mix.
How do you think it was?
It was not so hot. Is this something we have to worry about now?
Well, I don't think you have to worry about the franchise tag.
Oh, I don't think you have to worry about that. You're right. No, franchise tag, when you start missing kicks in December. Nope.
You're going to miss a kick or two. But prior to the extra points, he was 37 to 37. It's not the extra points. It's those field goals you need. You need those threes, man. That's all. You need those threes. He's going to hit some big kicks here down the stretch. It's not like he's going in a tank. So we don't need to do that stuff. All of a sudden, you got kicker problems you need to worry about. No. You have a footing issue. Something happens. Now that's in your head. You end up pushing too. I'm telling you, man, weird crap happens down there. It does.
You believe me now?
What?
Both Miami. It's like Denver.
Yeah. House of Horrors.
It's cursed. And if you didn't buy it, you certainly are buying it today after that play.
I mean, it's just no way they're going
to
lose that game.
I told
no
you
way.
Couldn't look forward no. to it. You couldn't. I just couldn't comfortably get to Pittsburgh yet. Couldn't do it. Miami sucks. Brady has now lost 10 games there in his career.
Do we have any calls yet?
10 times. Yeah, we got calls. We'll get to them. We'll do some calls next. Here's what we'll do. We get something fun. Something that's going to make us laugh, apparently, at 10:50. We haven't heard it. There's a new Christmas song for the show.
Oh.
We had one last week from Tom and Worcester.
You see a Holderness family like on Facebook? Like that family that does all the little parody songs and stuff?
They're pretty funny.
We
got another.
So it's like that?
We got another Christmas song.
Talking about the Christmas Jammies family?
Yeah, I love those people.
Okay. We got another
They're
song.
So funny. Back to school
stuff. That Hardy put together, but you and I haven't heard it. The show.
What's your problem today?
They've kept it from us. Him and Jim.
You got a little raw ass today? You got a little raw ass today?
That Christmas Jammies song is my problem. You just brought that up.
Okay.
I'm a Christmas Jammies.
So we're apparently going to have a laugh at
10:50. Play that later.
Before we get to why the Patriots were stupid, which we could really spend the whole day on. Why the Patriots were stupid.
Oh, both teams so stupid.
And really.
So stupid.
It was going to be a great why the Dolphins were stupid.
Kenny Stills may be one of the dumbest people I've ever seen.
They tried to give you the game. They tried. They did their very best to try and give you the game.
I've been around a lot. Are we going to get to the Stills?
They couldn't do it.
We'll get to it. We'll get to it.
They tried to give the Patriots the game. Kenny Stills sitting down before the front. It was going to be a great why the Dolphins were stupid.
I've never seen anything like it. I've been around football a long time. Never
it hosed us.
Never in a practice or... Never even been in those weird situational coaching Friday practices. Have you ever instructed a receiver to fall short at the sticks, to go down when you're getting tackled?
No. No.
Well, we'll commit yourself to go down.
It's your workday made tolerable.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Why not us?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Buckle your chin strap.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Coach, with the clock on the field on that last play, you just made a Hail Mary, is he... His job on that play is what, as far as Ron on the field?
Well, they could throw it deeper. They could run the Desperado type play, which is kind of an in between 20-yard pass, and then it turned into Desperado.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long.
Doesn't make any sense. Makes no sense.
It's all hindsight at that point. It's all covering your own ass at that point.
It's a good song.
Let's get some of your calls. 617-779-0985. Tom in Holliston. Hi, Tom.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Oh, great.
Thank you for taking my thaw. Yeah, I am just frustrated as anyone about that game. That game just got me so angry, so frustrated. I don't know. Where should I lead the torches and pitchforks at? There's so many things that went wrong with that game.
Can you pick one?
The one thing I'm most mad about.
Take the last play out. What bugs you the most?
Gilmore. Like,
Gilmore?
He was,
that's a new one.
He was
Gilmore?
Ball watching throughout that play. He was standing there as the play was developing, not going to the ball.
He's got a specific zone. He's got to sit.
Two of the offense line go right by him, and he was the one that blocked Chung on that play. I think Gilmore was a highly guilty party on that play. Just
okay, Tom. Thanks. Your thoughts, so.
That's like 547 things you can find wrong with yesterday, and I know he got beat for a touchdown. You're going to give up plays here and there, and he doesn't give up a ton of touchdowns. So he got beat yesterday.
Gilmore,
the last play never entered my mind.
Yeah, never crossed my mind. Adam.
Hey, guys, how are we doing?
What's
I
up?
Know, you know, is it fair to Ange as one guy? Probably not. But Gostkowski killed me yesterday. The second he missed that extra point, I was like, well, we're screwed. That's it for the game. And then, of course, he makes the field goal. You know, points he probably could have used at the end of the game. If he did, you know, this whole thing called his job and kicks the extra point, we go to overtime. But, no, he sucks. So I hope he's gone next year. We need him this year. But see you later. All done with Gostkowski.
Yeah, don't forget, too, the Dolphins didn't kick an extra point after they scored their touchdown. So even if Gostkowski hits just the extra point, if the Dolphins hit their extra point on the touchdown, they win the game. So it's more about – I'm with you. It's more about the field goals.
I started to get a little
I mean, the field goals are more important, I should say.
I started to get a little nervous after the third or fourth touchdown where you're going back and forth. I'm like, okay, when are you going to go for two? When are you going to go for two? And I saw Bruschi tweeting, it's way too early to go for two. Bill knows better than that. I'm like, Teddy knows the clock. Teddy knows the score thing with Ernie up there. I got problems leaving points on the field at the end of the first half. That's one of the biggest.
Not knowing how many timeouts you have, you're on the
but it's
2
not
yard
like you,
line.
It's not like you didn't have plays. You had Hogan open. You airmail one there. I just that whole sequence at the end of the first half because you saw a look on Gase, like Jesus, we're just trying to punt and get in. Tannehill just got hurt. You put the heist in the game. You know, you've got Osweiler in a game at that point, and Gase is like, we can't even freaking punt. There's a game. That was ball game.
The Patriots left a minimum between the missed extra point, the missed kick, and then the screw up by Brady. Minimum 7 points they left out there.
Yeah.
Could have been more.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Could have been talking about 11 points they potentially left out on the field with missed kicks and bad mental errors.
Yep.
Not what you're looking for. Mo in the truck today. Hello, Mo.
Hey, Mo.
What's up, fellas, man? I want to let you know you got a great show. Zolak, I want to let you know, brother, you do an awesome job calling those games. I don't even listen to the commentators on the TV. I listen to
yeah,
you.
I heard Dan Fouts had himself a day yesterday.
I don't know. I didn't even listen to him. He's
thank
stuck.
You, though. Appreciate it.
But you do a great job, man, of calling the game, and I want to let you know that, man. And two things I got. One is two block punts. Two block punts. I'm not a Pat fan, but I watched the game. And I'm like, you got two block punts against a Miami team led by Tannehill, who's running his mouth. He got no business or place to even say anything. Second thing, is football all-timers sitting in on Tom Brady? How you not know you ain't got no timeouts left when you take that sack?
Ryan Tannehill's got
not know
yeah,
that?
I know that, but Ryan Tannehill's got some swagger. He's 4-1 against you down there. Ryan Tannehill's beat you four times. Three times he's beaten you. Ryan freaking Tannehill. I mean, it is what it is. That dude can say whatever he wants.
Patriots defense made him look good again.
Looked in rhythm.
Ryan Tannehill.
Struggles against the blitz. Can't read the blitz. Can't do that. But if they protect him, he kills you.
And kills obviously every time. Hurt Ryan Tannehill. Got the knee brace on one leg. He got his foot stomped on the other leg. He's got a bad shoulder. All kinds of things going on.
Yeah, what do you want for $19 million?
Yeah, he looked good.
Yep.
Looked good doing it.
That's what $19
million. And I don't think he's a good player.
Thank you.
He sucks. Just like Brandon Bolden.
Call a lot of games.
You made him look good, too.
Not one of the better quarterbacks you faced yesterday, folks.
Mark in Medford. Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
So I'm driving. I'm listening to battle off the names that who should have been on the field on that last play of the game. But yesterday, during the broadcast, you were singing a whole different song, brother. I love you to death, but you were saying...
Oh, I said kick it through. I said put your prevent defense out there with Gronkowski. It's exactly what I said.
Right. How about just put your defense out there, a few guys from the special teams?
But you do understand that part of ending the game on a single last play is having a big defender back there, a jump ball defender. I know he's not throwing at 70 yards.
What yard line was Miami on during that play?
69-yard touchdown.
Okay.
It would have been a 75 or 80-yard throw somewhere.
Either way, it's same ballpark.
Either way, he wasn't going to reach the end zone.
No, he wasn't.
Nope.
Okay, so why would Belichick do that? Why would he do that?
In case it lands on the 10, it gets deflected back to the 12, and then you run it in.
Yeah, well, I've
seen those.
Three people at fault yesterday. Belichick, Brady, Gustav.
They're all at fault. Do you understand what a hands team is? You know, like when a team goes for an onside kick? Guess who that front line is? All your best guys on the team with hands, right? Remember OBJ when he chicken-littled it last week?
Yeah.
And he got ripped for not putting his head in there? Why is he out there?
It's not the same situation, though. But I just disagree with the thought behind it.
But my point is, you have your best hands team out there on a hands play. If you need guys to secure a tackle, and all you got to do is get the guy down in bounds.
Put your best defenders.
You put your best tacklers back there deep.
Gronk is not one of those.
Not a big deal if he's in the middle with McCourty on one side and Harmon on the other or Chung. Give me a break.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
These are my Christmas jammies.
Oh, yeah. It's a Holder Nye. 2013 in review. Video Christmas card part 2. Dancing in the front yard night and day, and the neighbors walk by and this is what they say.
Are these Christmas jammies?
They are Christmas jammies. Check it out, we just bought a Prius V and it matches these perfectly. Wearing Christmas jammies. Now for Lola, 2013 was...
I don't know what this is, so...
There's a viral
video.
It's a
Holderness family. Okay, I missed this one.
Suburban Family of Four, they do these videos.
Yuppie family, and look how awesome and beautiful we all are, and we got more time...
That's what you guys are
money
now.
...than sense.
Two kids, boy, girl.
No. You know what this is?
You and Marcy, you live in Canton.
Nobody,
you got a nice house now. You're out in the suburbs.
You know my problem with this is?
Have a nice
What's
house?
Your problem with this?
Nobody lives
this is
like
you.
This.
You're jealous.
Nobody lives like this. Nobody is this happy. No one is this upbeat. No one is this talented and good-looking. This isn't real. I felt we needed a real Christmas song.
Something that was accurate?
For this show. Depicting and reflective of...
Who did it?
The actual year?
The people who really make this show what it is.
Oh, okay. And so you did this over the weekend.
I did it over the weekend with the help of... let's just say some callers.
Oh, boy. You ready?
Yeah. I'll tell you the first one we're going to hear from.
Ken.
Certain gentleman out of Dedham.
Paulie. Oh, Jesus. Let's go.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. And at Flag Day time, I'll see you at the Dedham Parade.
But in this world of plenty, there are some that still don't know about my famous dish called Super Nachos.
I know the snow in Foxborough this Christmas time.
The greatest gift they'll get this year is the first round bye.
Yeah.
Where the offense never slows and Brady never grows old.
But does Ken know it's Christmas time at all?
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's coming up. Yeah.
Here's to Ken.
Raise a glass.
dude. I've been to like 30-something countries in my lifetime, dude.
Hats off to Ken. Wow. Hats off to Lorraine. Hats off to Paulie and Dedham. You know, had a couple other calls out there. Shockingly, Jungalo's number was not in service.
I can get it.
Which surprised
I
can get a lot
it.
Of
I got
us.
His, I got his landline. Zoe saying over here.
I have two burner phones on him.
Wow.
That's what makes us different here. I mean, there's no other shows in this market. There's
well,
no other,
celebrate the callers, the people that make
there's
the show.
There's no stations that can do this. This whole station can do that. They do it in the morning. Do it here. Hardy,
we don't need to take a victory lap.
Hardy, bull's crap.
Enjoy the
you
season.
You try to credit me for seeing it at the 32 or the 35 as opposed to the 28.
Enjoy wow. Enjoy the season.
That's a lot of work that goes into that. That you just don't do that in 4 minutes.
Well, Ken has seen the world. That's what it boils down to.
It's a gift that keeps on giving.
Does Ken know it's Christmas? And he does.
You know, Jim, don't ever play Christmas.
Yeah, sure. Christmas. It's coming up in a couple of weeks.
No, you know what we need next?
Oh, man, that was so good.
What's next? Did you save the whole calls with people?
Oh, the outtakes?
Behind the music?
Oh, the story behind. I watched this the other day with the Backstreet Boys and New Kids on the Block and NSYNC.
Of course you did.
And I couldn't turn it off.
VH1's Behind the Music.
A?
The Behind the Music, like how it was built.
Of course I did. And B, we would need a separate show just for Paulie.
Oh, we could do it.
Paulie?
We do it Wednesday.
Paulie sounded great in the song,
Paulie
though.
Sounded great.
You know what? We'll do it Wednesday.
I talk about sitting out. I just sat out while Paulie went off for a while. And told a wonderful story about his
so
father.
Just
not all of it for, you know, replaying on the air.
Well,
but
yeah, we wouldn't do
there's
that
some,
to him.
There's some good Paulie outtakes. There's some good
I bet he pressed
Ken
record,
outtakes.
Put the phone down, came back, and Paulie was still talking like 45 minutes later. Still just...
After you were done with Paulie, did he call you back to see how he did?
No, and everybody called me back. Everybody, it was great. Lorraine's going on vacation at the end of the week, so I got her before she leaves the
lovely.
Country. Another world traveler in Lorraine.
Lovely. Wow.
Is she going on a cruise?
It was a Christmas miracle.
Lorraine seems like a cruiser to me.
I'm not going to say where she's going, but it's a nice trip.
Boat?
No,
boat?
She's going on a nice trip.
She's
going
to play.
Just leave it at that.
Wow. I'm blown away by that. That was
unbelievable. I would not have ever expected that.
It's a Beatle and Zoe Christmas. Just came.
Oh, I expected Jungalo to pick up the phone.
Do you know while I watched Army-Navy on Saturday, I couldn't get out of my mind Ken and Lowell telling us about how he was in the 82nd and was jumping out of airplanes and was terrified to do so? I'm like watching. I'm like, this is unbelievable. Oh, man. Wow, that was awesome, Hardy. That was great. Oh, the burner phone didn't work, huh?
Yes. Trying to call Jungalo?
It answered.
Yeah, that's what I found.
He died?
Wow, he really
he's
did.
Not dead.
He really did fall off the face of the earth.
He's out there.
Not on that number, he's not.
All right. So now
maybe he's running from the law.
Well, I mean, that's what happens when you buy cop cars and pretend you're a cop. You drive around like a monkey.
Did we factor that in possibility into this?
In the home.
He said he was moving down south. Maybe it was, you know, he's on the land.
He said he was going to cut some trees down south. Maybe he's clearing land. Who knows? Maybe he's just living in the woods.
I was going to say, living in the woods, living off the earth. All right.
Yeah.
Well, that was so good.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.